person was a Ward Francis. W-A-R-D, Francis. F-R-A-N-C-E-S, Ward Francis. Date of birth is 3/11/41. I'm sorry, 3/11/46. Date of visit is 125/13. Tape complaint, lung nodules. Give my copy of the doctor, Renato Alfonso, A-L-F-O-N-S-O. Dear Renato, thank you for sending Francis Ward for formal evaluation. Access to Vanellas. This is a 66-year-old white female with a history of hypertension. I'm sorry, with a history of abdominal pain. Recently was sent for a CT scan of the recently was sent for a CTA of the chest, and the CTA didn't demonstrate a 8 millimeter lesion in the, I'm sorry, 9 millimeter lesion in the right middle lobe, which is non-calcified. The patient has had no cough, wheezing, chest congestion, fever, chills, night sweats. She did have, however, a history for asthma as a child. And she denies any weight loss or asthmatosis. Denied any abdominal or chest pain. Can you please change the initial paragraph, please? The first paragraph would be the first line of the paragraph. This is a 66-year-old white female who was recently sent for a vascular study, including carotid and vertebral angiogram. CT angiogram. I was found to have a 9 millimeter nodule in the right middle lobe. The patient initially was in the hospital for chest pains, and no significant cardiac etiology was noted, and the only abnormality seen was the nodule, and thus further workup was recommended. Patient denies, the rest is as I mentioned above. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes the history of hysterectomy and history of mammoplasty bilaterally. He also had an automobile accident in 2000. Had injury, as well as broken fingers and a fractured clavicle. Next paragraph, habits patient does not smoke, no alcohol use, she works with a realtor. Next paragraph, allergies to dairy products. Next time, family history, father died in an automobile accident. Mother is alive and in good health, but has heart disease and hypertension. Next line, review system, patient has vertigo, no fatigue, no double vision of cataracts. She has vertigo, no nosebleeds. There's no urinary frequency dysuria. She has shortness of breath. I'm sorry, she has no shortness of breath, no wheezing. She does have some abdominal pains, blood in the stools, and heart and nausea. No jaw pain. Does have some arm pain. No leg swelling. She has easy bruising and neck stiffness. She has headaches, numbness of the extremities, and short-term memory loss. Next, medication list. Synthroid 0.075 mg steady. 101 aspirin. Next, physical exam list. Thinly built elderly. Vertebral, no distress. Blood pressure 110 over 60. Pulse 62. Respiration 16. Tension 98. 76. Weight is 144. HGNA, non-spalic pupils reactive. Nasal fizzy matter stored is injected. Ears mild swimming. Neck supple, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements of distant death sounds. Few wheezes throughout both lung fields. The heart seems irregular. I'm sorry, expirations are prolonged. Heart, the heart seems irregular. Smoothness to a heart, no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no mugly. Extremities, no edema, no reflexes, no gross motor deficit. Next impression, number one. Small right middle lobe pulmonary nodule, etiology undetermined. Number two is asthma and allergic rhinitis. And number three is history of migraines. Next plan, patient has been advised to get a pulmonary function study with bronchodilators. PPD skin test will be applied. Advised to come back in 6 weeks. And a PET CT scan to be done. I'm sorry, a CT scan is just to be done without contrast. And I'll make an addendum after her next visit in 3 weeks. Thank you for the conversation. Copy for Dr. Alfonso Renato.